Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name's Shino. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. Today, we're going to continue in our sermon series called Living It. You know, this is all about the power of the Holy Spirit giving us the ability to live the Christian life. God does not want you and I to sit on the sidelines, but he wants us to get in the game. And so as we've gone through the book of Acts, you've seen God use men like Peter, men like Paul, do extraordinary things through the power of the Holy Spirit. And these men were just like you and I. They were normal people who were touched by God and commissioned by God to go do some great things. Today, we're gonna learn more about Paul in his mission. Last couple of weeks, we've been listening and understanding that Paul has gone around and his specific calling has been to the Gentiles, people like you and I, not Jewish speaking, not people from Jewish background, but people that were, not a part of the church or didn't grow up in the church. That would be like today in this time. And so today, if you have a Bible, you can go to Acts 16 and we'll be in verses 6 through 15. And this story, just tee it up a little bit, to bring it up just a little bit with the backdrop, is that Paul now has new companions that he's traveling with. In the beginning, it was Paul and Barnabas, but now it's Paul, Silas, and also he has his man Timothy, the young guy, and he also has Luke with him as well. And so now these men are traveling all over the place, planting churches, watching God do great things through them, and now they're getting ready to experience some great, great things. And so let's pray. And let's believe for God to speak to us during this time in the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to get in your Word today. God, help us to push pause in these brief moments that you may speak to us, Lord. And Lord, not only speak to us, but activate us to go do some things for you here in 2021. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bible, once again, Acts 16, we're starting in verse 6, and we'll go to 15. It says this: Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they passed through Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a Macedonian man standing and begging him, "Come over to help come over to Macedonia to help us." After Paul had seen this vision, we got ready and wants to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Verse 11: From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight to Samothrace, and the next day went to Neapolis. Verse 12: From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and leading city in the district of Macedonia. And when they stayed there for several days, on the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Tyrethia named Lydia, a dealer of purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. Here in this meeting, at the start of this, you see Paul and his men, they're out traveling. And the Holy Spirit wouldn't allow them to go into specific areas. And what I love about Paul and Silas and Timothy and Luke is that they didn't quit and they didn't give up, but they continue to pursue. And in the middle of this, Paul has this dream of a Macedonian man calling him, saying, "Come and be with us. Come and minister to us, if you will." And being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, being sensitive to this vision, they got up immediately and been going into that direction. And so my first point is this: You have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Being sensitive, that's my first point. You have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What does that look like? Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit talks about being in prayer. See, when I'm in commune with God, not only am I willing to do what I want to do, but also have to do what God wants to do because I'm in commune with Him and I'm asking God, Lord, is this your will? Also fasting. Fasting sometimes causes you and I to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit because no longer are we being led by the flesh, but we're being led by the Spirit. The Bible does say in Romans 8:14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And we need to be led by the Spirit in this season of our life because so much is being thrown at us. Major decisions, not minor decisions. You know, through this pandemic, we needed the Spirit to lead us, to help us navigate difficult circumstances and situations, to take us to the right places and not the wrong places. You know, during that social injustice time, same thing. There's places I needed to go and places I didn't need to go. During the political time and in that heightened climate, you know, I needed to be led by the Spirit in my conversations to make sure that I didn't say anything that was offensive as I voted my conscience. So many things that needed to be done. And you know, I look at these men, and they were being led by the Spirit. You know, the Spirit speaks in several ways. The Spirit can speak through the Word. The Spirit can speak through circumstances. And the Spirit can speak through people. And one of the ways that these theologians believed that God spoke and kept them from going places they shouldn't have gone through was through Silas, because Silas was a prophet. And so maybe God used him to say, you know what, we don't need to go here and we don't need to go there. But thank God that God can speak in a dream. He can do whatever he wants to do. He's spoken through donkeys in the past. If you remember the Old Testament, he's done some crazy things just to speak to somebody to get them to make sure they know exactly where they need to go and what they need to do. And so here it is. God gives Paul a dream and tells Paul that, hey, There's something going on here in Macedonia, and we need you to come through this dream and to minister the word of God. And, you know, out of obedience, he does that. The Bible says this in Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. You know, God ordered Paul's steps. He didn't just kind of flail through it. No, he gave him a dream, gave him a specific direction, ordered his steps, and it said that God delights in his way. And you know what? He didn't just lead him anywhere, but he led him to a specific place, a specific time to encounter a specific person. And you know who that person was? It was Lydia. And so here, I want to really focus on Lydia because it's so important. As one is being led by the Spirit, as you and I are crying out to God, Lord, help, there's other people that are crying out to God for help, needing God to do something, wanting to know more about God. And this woman has no idea what she's getting ready to be used by God. And what I love is it's a woman. See, women in that time were looked down upon. They were less than, you know, a lot of men didn't associate with women. But here Paul, Silas, here comes Timothy, here comes Luke. This woman is on the side of a river, praying with her girls, if you will, her lady friends. This woman's a boss. And how do we know that she's a boss? Is because, you know, she had access to purple, fine linen. People didn't have access to that unless they had means of wealth. And she came from a place of wealth. You know, that place, her name Lydia, is a place somewhere in Asia Minor. And it says, man, from that place, man, there are people of wealth. They say coinage was birthed from there. There are things that came out of this place. So this woman was not just no ordinary woman. This woman was a woman of influence. And here Paul and Silas and his men are coming because she's seeking God. See, it says that she was a God-fearer, which means, man, she knew of God, but she didn't know God. And here Paul is coming to bring the word, to minister, to encourage. And, you know, I'm telling you today, man, there are people in this city. There are people in your boroughs. There are people all over the place right now crying out, God, if you're real, give me a sign. God, if you will, show me something. You know what? What he's going to do, he's going to send you or he's going to send me to come and minister the word to them. And here it is right here. Paul has this encounter with Lydia. And what I love is her response. See, Lydia's response was this. Not only was her heart open to receive Paul's message, But the response was amazing. Man, she got baptized right there on the spot. Man, you know what that means? That man, immediately her response was this, which is my second point, is that she immediately became a discipler. Excuse me, a disciple. She became a follower of Jesus right there on the spot. See, if someone gets baptized, that means that I'm identifying with what I've just heard, and I'm willing to follow the person that I've just been taught about. And Jesus becomes Lord. And so now let me go ahead and baptize. And there it is right there on the spot. I mean, not just her, but all of her friends as well. Her household got baptized as well. So here we have this mini revival taking place on the side of this river where she was initially just praying, seeking God. Be a disciple. The Bible says this in Matthew 28, 18 and 19. This is Jesus's last words. Go into all the world and to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I've taught you. Teaching them. Man, Paul's just being obedient to what Jesus commissioned him to do. And man, right there, boom, baptized. Man, this woman is like, I'm all in. I'm all in. And let me show you how much all I'm in is that my third point is this, is that she was hospitable. It said that she persuaded them to come and stay in her home. Now, you know, she is a boss if she has enough room, not just for her own household, her women, but also now she's got these men in there and this place is full. And now all of a sudden she's being generous and being kind. The Bible says this in Hebrews 13, 1 through 2, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some have done this and have entertained angels without realizing it. You know, you're bringing people into your home, into your apartment, into your sphere of influence, and you're doing it out of a sign of hospitality. That means, man, I'm here to serve you. How can I make you feel comfortable? How can I show the love of Jesus, if you will? Can I make a meal? Can I give you a drink? You know, down south, man, there's this thing called Southern hospitality. When people say that they want you to come by, they mean it. When people ask you, hey, do you want to hang out? They mean it. Sometimes it's so long, it's like, man, I got to go. But, you know, this is this genuine desire to get to know that person. See, hospitality is crucial in this time because there's been so much negativity. There's been so much backbiting. There's been so much pushing people away. There's been so much stuff. You know, God is a God of hospitality. He wants to bring people in and bring them in close, but not just that. He wants to develop a relationship, a true, genuine, authentic friendship. I want to get to know you for who you are, not for what you can do for me. Hospitality. Hospitality. And you know, right now, more than ever as a church, we have to be hospitable. We need to be hospitable people. We need to be hospitable when people come through the four walls, or excuse me, through the doors, and they want to come and spend time with us. You know, we need people to be hospitable. Lydia was hospitable. Man, she's got Paul, she's got Silas, she's got Timothy, she's got Luke. Man, we need to be hospitable in this season. Even as we get ready to leave this building, 414, we're getting ready to go into PS 452. The one thing people are going to look for is hospitality. Man, is somebody going to open the door? Is somebody going to greet me with a smile? Is somebody going to, you know, maybe give me a wave? Or, you know, I need to know that people are genuine and authentic and that they're loving and that they care about me and my family and my children. Hospitable. Hebrews 13, 16, and do not forget to do good and share with others. With such sacrifices, God is pleased. Share with others. So what I love about the early church is that they shared with everybody. You know, it's important to share. You ever get around children that don't like to share? They don't want to include their other friends. They all mine. No, we need to be generous. And generosity is my fourth point. We have to be generous in this hour, generous with our time, generous with our talents, our gifts, generous with our resources, because when we're generous, it does something. It builds a bond, but it also advances the kingdom. Generosity. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says, God loves a generous or cheerful giver. And I know a lot of times we use that verse when it comes to resources and finances, but what about our time? I mean, Lydia took time to get to know these men. She took time to be inclusive. She took time to take the weight and the burden off of these men and, man, rest, you know, come here, participate, be a part of. And you know what I love about that is that it did something, because when you sow into the things of God, it always comes back on you. It always comes back on me. That's not the reason I'm giving, but you know what? You can't outgive God. You can't outgive him. And so this woman went from being a disciple to taking ownership, to saying, I want to be a part of something bigger than me, something greater than me. And you know what? God honored that. Not only was she the first person to be born again on the continent of Europe, but this woman right here in Jesus' name became the one who birthed the church in Philippi. See, the Bible says this in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a good future. Do you understand God has a plan for your life? This woman is in the marketplace. She's a boss. She's making great resources and finances. Man, God is blessing her, and she's advancing her trade up and down this market, this trade corridor. But you know what? God is saying it's more than just making money for you. I wanted you to be a blessing to the kingdom. 2 Corinthians 9:7, man, she's generous. But you also have to be ready to walk in your calling, which is my last point. This woman was ready. She became a disciple. She took responsibility, ownership, if you will. Man, I want to do my part. And God honored her. This woman birthed a church. A church. Paul and Silas, Timothy, Luke. These men were blessed because of this woman's hospitality. And she stepped into her destiny and her purpose and her calling. People, I want to tell you today, you don't have to be a fivefold minister. What that means is you don't have to be like me or Pastor Nathan or Pastor Kaz or Pastor Ron, where this is our vocation or occupation. No, God can use you to do extraordinary things right where you are. So I'm challenging you in this season to live it. To live it, to pray that prayer, 1 Chronicles 4:10, God bless me that I might become a blessing, that increase my territory for you. Man, this woman was praying, minding her own business on the side of a river, seeking God. And God from that moment on said, man, I have a willing vessel. I'm getting ready to do something great for her and through her. And man, she birthed the church. God is amazing. And when we're talking about living it, we're talking about, man, being a participant in the things of God. And so as I go back, man, we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. What is God speaking to you? Man, maybe he closed one door, but I know things about God is not only if he closes one door, two are going to open for good on your behalf. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. A no from God, a no from the enemy, man, is a yes from God. And when your moment comes to step up, man, say, look, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a disciple, a follower of Christ. I'm not only making a disciple, being a disciple, but I'm making a disciple. So I'm going to go out and gather people and bring them into this. And then from there, man, I'm going to be hospitable. I'm going to be generous. And I'm going to make sure that I step in to my calling, whatever God has for me. And I know this word out there is ministering to some of y'all, because some of y'all have been eager. God, when can I step into it? When can I get in the game? You know what? Do exactly what Lydia was doing, man, praying and being with the people of God and seeking the Lord. And as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. God wants you to birth some extraordinary things in 2021, especially as we get ready to continue to gather As we get ready to gather, God is speaking things to people, creativity, ideas in the marketplace. Go and do something great for the glory of God. But it starts by seeking Him, being with the people of God, getting planted in the house of God. And man, you'll begin to flourish. You'll begin to flourish. And so now, as Paul and Silas leave Lydia's house, as they go away, they always come back. They'll be coming back. You'll hear in a couple of weeks, they're going to come back. And they're not just going to come alone, but they're going to bring people with them. But it all started right there. That became a hub. That became the start of our church. When you read the book of Philippians, this is where it started. Right here in Lydia's house. A woman of God. A boss. A God-fearing woman. Full of faith. Saying, here I am, God, use me. Use me to do something great. And he did. Birth the church. First person, continent of Europe, born again. Man, what a testimony. She made the book. She made the story. To today, we're still talking about her. And if you notice, people of wealth weren't really discussed in this book. Women, let alone during that time, were really discussed. But man, she did something significant. She made the book. When I say book, the Bible, we're still talking about her today. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that is listening to this message today. God, I pray that, Lord, people would realize that you have something great for them to do. That they don't have to be a five-fold minister. That means they don't have to be an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. No, they can just be who they are in Christ, and God, you can still use them. And so, Lord, I pray today, God, that people would be sensitive to what it is you're speaking to them by the Holy Spirit, and that, God, they'll be ready to be used by you when you tap them on the shoulder and say, I have need of you because there's greatness down inside of you, and I want to use you to turn the city of New York, the tri-state region, the nation, and the world upside down through you, no one else but you. God, I pray there'll be a yes in the spirit of people in this season, especially as we close out the month of July and we come into the month of August. God, I pray in Jesus' name that there's going to be a spirit of volunteerism in our people to say, yes, Lord, use me, use my resources, use my talents, use my treasures. Use me just like you used Lydia to do something significant in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody have a blessed day. So thankful that you joined us. Continue to follow us in our social media channels. Also, be ready. Continue to know that we are gathering, whether it's here at 414, and also we got some other places we're gonna be mentioning here pretty soon. Look out for us on the emails and our social media platforms because God is up to something great here at Every Nation New York City. Be blessed.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.